This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brian Geltzeiler is one of our favorites. He's a host on SiriusXM's NBA Radio, and you could also watch him from time to time on NBA TV. And we're getting set for the draft. There's all these crazy rumors about out there with the future of a lot of these teams, and Brian Geltzeiler joins us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Brian, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
I'm good, Zach. How are we doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So Cooper Flagg's going to be the number one overall pick of the draft tonight to the Dallas Mavericks. What do you think his immediate impact's going to be in the NBA?
Significant. Listen, what's interesting for him is I think he lands in, as far as these lottery teams are concerned, maybe the best place he could have landed, because he doesn't have to go somewhere and have the expectation to carry an entire franchise. He's going to be able to walk in there, and he'll probably start as the number two or the number three option offensively, which is an ideal situation for a kid with his talent that's going to transition his way into the league. Because the games are going to matter more, because he's going to be on a better team, his margin for error is going to be less. And I think it's going to hasten his development. Like, I love the spot that he's in. And the beautiful part about this for him is he'll get some added usage as kind of Anthony Davis's number two for the first half to the first two thirds of the season. And just around the time of the season where rookies start to hit that wall and tire a little bit, they should get Kyrie Irving back, who's going to take some of that burden off him. So I just think it's a great spot for Flagg. He'll get to play both the three and the four, which is he's going to be really good at both positions. I think he'll guard the perimeter well. As an interior defender, he's certainly a decent shot blocker. It's a really good, comfortable spot for him to start with the right kind of coach for his development. Flagg couldn't have landed better than being in this situation in Dallas. Because the other thing is this, for a young player at his stage to start playing in meaningful games, that absolutely hastens your development. And listen, we just saw it here in this playoff with third-year players like Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, and Andrew Nembhard that played enormous roles on teams that went to the NBA Finals.
You talked about Jason Kidd being the perfect coach for the development of Cooper Flagg. I think that's another huge story tonight, is whatever Shams Charania and company are going to say about the future of Jason Kidd in Dallas. When you look at the Knicks head coaching job, I think it's either going to be Mike Brown, Taylor Jenkins, or Jason Kidd. Who do you lean towards right now in getting that job?
Probably Taylor Jenkins, but I will also say this, it may be someone that we haven't heard that name yet. I know that's where the buzz is right now, but the Knicks have kind of made it clear, especially without a first-round draft pick here, that they're going to take their time hiring a coach. Now, listen, Frank Isola had a piece of intel today that the Knicks are, you know, talking to people about Mikal Bridges and Mitchell Robinson, so they may not sit tight, but to me, listen, I know there's a lot of rancor about Kidd and not signing a contract extension yet with Dallas and having that not be a done deal. I'd be really surprised if Jason Kidd ends up being the coach of the Knicks. It's a really good situation in Dallas. And yes, there were a lot of reasons why Kidd would want to come to New York, Cooper Flagg notwithstanding. But I do think that the Adelson family and Patrick Dumont isn't interested necessarily in relinquishing him. And the battle for him to be able to get there is going to be an uphill one. And I kind of feel like if that's a battle Jason Kidd was willing to fight, I think he would have fought it already.
Brian Geltzeiler here with us. Where the heck is Ace Bailey going to go in the draft tonight?
It wouldn't surprise me to go 3. Wouldn't surprise me to go 8. Listen, I will say this. If I'm Philly, just because Bailey, and I don't think Bailey and his representatives see it this way, he needs a year of kind of a runway to transition into the league. He's got a lot of bad habits that he needs to break, but he's a freak show of an athlete. And so, like, to me, if I'm Philly, I understand why Philly might pass on him with what their needs are. And I'm not convinced Philly's not going to move this pick either. I think Charlotte, I know he doesn't want to be in Charlotte. Charlotte would be insane to pass on him. Because when you look at the models and how teams are building out with, you know, strength at the wings and long wings and that Boston model and what the Knicks tried to knock off, you could do a whole lot worse than building your program out with Brandon Miller and Ace Bailey. And so I kind of feel like if I'm Charlotte, I they should grab him. It wouldn't surprise me to see Brooklyn try to trade up to get him and use their 5 first-round picks, but use any combination of their other 4 picks outside of 8 and plus another one to see if they could make their way to 6 if he's sitting there at 6. I think if he is sitting there at 6, he doesn't get past there. I think Washington is probably likely to take him there. But again, it would not surprise me if Brooklyn puts 8, 19, and 22 in a package to Washington to move up to 6 if Ace Bailey's there.
Brian Geltzeiler here with us. Before we brought you on, we were talking about Josh Kroenke's comments the other day where he just even brought up the possibility of his worst nightmare having to trade Nikola Jokic one day. I compared it basically as if you're dating a 10 out of 10 and you're an ugly dude. You don't go up to the girl and say, "Why the heck are you dating me?" And you don't even want to bring up the topic of you potentially separating. What the heck was Kroenke thinking yesterday?
I don't know. Zach, it's a great question. Because, like, why even bring that up? You know what I mean? Like, it only can go bad for you bringing that up. There's no good end in bringing up a scenario where you would have to trade Nikola Jokic one day. Why are we even putting the idea out there? It's the bad idea of bad ideas. And listen, I get he was trying to be transparent, and I'm all for guys being transparent up there, but that's the one you protect with your life. Listen, the Milwaukee Bucks, so much buzz about Giannis being moved. Giannis isn't getting moved here right now, and there's 2 reasons. Number one, he hasn't asked for it. Number two, they're smart enough to realize when you have a generational superstar in your program that won you a championship, you don't say goodbye so fast. It's hard. So Josh Kroenke even bringing up that thought. The other thing with Jokic is this. There's an aloofness to Nikola Jokic that's just in his nature, and you never really know what he's thinking. Jokic plays it close to the vest. Why do you even want to plant something on him like that? I don't know. I found the whole thing to be bizarre. Just not a topic that Josh Kroenke needed to bring up in that moment.
Brian Geltzeiler here with us. Hey, since you bring up Giannis, I feel like we go through this song and dance almost each and every year where there's speculation that he's going to get traded. If he doesn't ask for a trade this offseason, because now I actually think it makes sense and I don't expect him to do so, don't we all have to punt this conversation until we hear it from him that he's going to ask for a trade from Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think it's fair. Listen, Zach, I think I've said this to you before. It's in Milwaukee's best interest to trade him, and his best chance to win a title in his prime is to go somewhere else to win another title in his prime. It's in both parties' best interest to part ways. Milwaukee doesn't have any other assets they can trade to launch a rebuild. They don't have first-round picks. If they're not going to win a title around Giannis, it's the next best thing for them to do. The thing is, they don't want to do it because they understand he's been the greatest player in this organization since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, it's hard to get another one of these guys, and they get it. And then with Giannis, you know what? He likes these people. He's worked with them for a long time. It's a comfortable organization. It's a comfortable city. He likes the community, and he doesn't want to be that guy. He's okay right now with where it is. So I agree with you. You know, until we hear that Giannis is ready to go or the Bucks decide this is what's best for everybody and we're going to move on, until we hear something along those lines, it's kind of a moot conversation. You know, I found it interesting. And listen, Houston still has plenty of assets if they wanted to go make a Giannis deal. Mm-hmm. Like, plenty of assets. Okay, with all that said, I did find it interesting that they were as quick to trade for Durant as they were here, with the thought that they're just an understanding they want to get better now. And there's no real set time that they understand or think that Giannis is going to come available.
How confident do you feel? And I know there's a lot of moves still to happen this upcoming offseason, but with the Rockets landing Kevin Durant and really only having to give up Jalen Green, how confident are you in the possibility of the Rockets winning a championship this upcoming year?
I think right now they are the number one challenger to the Oklahoma City Thunder in the West. Now, again, we're going to necessarily see the same Thunder roster for next year that just finished the season. Listen, they have 14 guys under contract for next year. They have two first-round draft picks that, if they are guys that are out of college that are ready to play, they got to put them on guaranteed contracts. So something's going to happen there. With all that said, I think that Houston is uniquely positioned on every level to be able to be the team that maybe knocks off OKC in the West. I love what they've done. I think they're title ready right now. Durant is the perfect player for them if they can keep him on the floor. But they have the luxury to spot his minutes. They end up, you know, keep in mind, Cam Whitmore is a really good young player. He couldn't get on the floor for them. They just didn't have enough minutes for him. And now they're going to. Like, they're not going to lose all that much in this scenario. Matter of fact, they gain a ton. And if you watch them in the playoffs and at the end of the season, their big problem was, who's going to take big shots for us? Who are we going to get to do that job? Well, now you have the guy. And the thing with Durant and Phoenix did not have good defensive personnel. So Durant had to always be guarding the toughest guy on the other team. That doesn't have to happen now either. He can guard a weakling because they have one of the best defensive players in the league in Amen Thompson, who's going to take the toughest matchup. It really just, it couldn't be a better scenario for the Rockets. And for Kevin Durant, this is his chance to finally maybe get one without Steph Curry.
Wrap it up with Brian Geltzahler. Before we let you run, the Boston Celtics, they already got rid of Kristaps Porzingis. They also got rid of Jrue Holiday. Now there's all this talk about Derek White and Jaylen Brown being available. Do you think either White or Brown are going to get moved at some point before the start of the season?
You know, again, and this is more speculation than intel, although I've heard that they've been very open to conversations about both of them. I think, listen, Brad Stevens is not normally a half measures type of guy. And he's shown to be bold. He's shown to be brave. And I think that only gets furthered and more emboldened and more brazen with the fact that he's got a championship ring under his belt. I think they're both gone. And I could, again, speculation more than intel, but in knowing the way Brad Stevens operates right now, because Durant went and Giannis isn't available, I don't know that he would ever get more for Jaylen Brown than right now. And they have their own pick in 26. There's a benefit to being bad and being in the lottery. And no, you don't necessarily want to tank, but Brad Stevens is not one that would trade for a huge package with Jaylen Brown and necessarily keep and make all those picks. He'll build the whole thing out over again and use this gap year, essentially, without Tatum, for them to try to, you know, get in some asset accumulation mode and then use next offseason to turn that into a roster. I could see the plan and I could see Stevens doing it. Listen, it wouldn't shock me if White and Brown both start the season on the Celtics. It wouldn't shock me if both of them didn't.
The Brown one would be a little bit crazy to me because Tatum's not going to play next year. So he's going to be your number one this year. And they just won a championship last season with Brown and Tatum. It's like, why not just wait another year and Tatum gets back and then you're right at the top of the list of title contenders?
It's a second apron thing, Zach.
Yeah.
You're going to pay two guys in excess of $60 million a year. How else are you going to build out the rest of a roster? It's going to be really hard to do. Same thing Oklahoma City is going to run into that very, very shortly. When you got to pay two guys that kind of money, and the thing is, you know, Porzingis, Holiday, these were high-paid players. Derek White, you're playing the three of those guys together, $90 million. Like, there's a lot of money being outlaid here. And keep this in mind, this ownership group, and I don't have the latest on this, but as of about 6 to 8 weeks ago, this group that's buying from Wick Grauspeck's family, they're still piecing together the money. They're not going to go into the tax. And the thing is, the second apron makes no sense for them, Zach, because they're not going to be able to add guys when they have to add guys. So it wouldn't surprise me at all to see that happen. Oh, listen, if Brown was making in the 40s, there's no way they move. And they live with the gap year and they move forward. But because of what they're going to own financially, and that's going to rise exponentially year over year, both him and Tatum. And yes, the cap will rise some too, but it's going to become exceedingly tough to build the right kind of roster around those guys. And that's why I kind of just think that they are exploring this right now. And if the right offer comes along, I think Brad Stevens is going to seriously consider doing it. And it's something I would keep a close eye on. Do I think it's probable? No. Do I think it's possible? Yes. I think it's very possible.
He is Brian Geltzeiler. Brian, we always appreciate it. I will be sending you a few messages over the weekend because I'm going to Stephen Cookies.
I want pictures, Zach. I want pictures of what you're eating at Stephen Cookies, my man. All right, enjoy it. Thanks so much for having me, and we'll talk soon.
You got it. There he is, the great Brian Geltzeiler joining us on the show. We'll get to a Take 5 Wednesday next. Update time first. Here he is, the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.